Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This became like, well, is beating New Orleans a fireable, is losing in New Orleans a fireable offense? Is it a must win? I'm going, I don't know if any of them are must wins or 2-7. And then you said something that is quite disturbing for a lot of fans, is that it's like, well, you said that we just don't have a lot of talent on the roster. We're not as talented as we think we are. To which I was like, well, I think that the teams that you mentioned had, I mean, going into this season as of August, I mean, you mentioned the Commanders. The Commanders have the fourth oldest roster going into the league, going into the season. So the Commanders are not a quote-unquote young team. I mean, these are by days and months here, for crying out loud. Well, they're 26.97 years old.
Yeah, but they have guys making plays. And like I'm saying, guys that are making plays that our fans would otherwise have no idea who they are.
Well, I look at a guy like Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is one of the most underrated wide receivers for his career. He's 29 years old.
We've known he's been good for a while.
You're an Ohio State fan world. We follow Ohio State. We know. But I think across the country, he was kind of on a milk carton for a lot of fans because he played with bad quarterbacks. Now he's playing with a quarterback that gives him a chance to make plays. And I still don't, this is where I get to the fear of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, going, do we really need to just completely tear this thing down? Do we need to do that? Or is there talent on this football team? Now, I say that, I can't find a reason or an excuse for MJ Emerson's struggles this year. I can't do it. I don't know if it's because Denzel hasn't been fully healthy all year, or because the defense has been put in a bad spot. I have no idea, Tone. I wish I could tell you. I got nothing there. The offensive line, I think it would look a little bit better with better quarterback play. But I don't know how much better it would actually be. The running game, no matter who you put at offensive line, has been a mess this year. And sadly, no matter who you put at running back, has been basically a mess this year. So those are problems. Well, is that all quarterback situation? Maybe if I can load 9 in the box, for crying out loud, maybe that's the case. But I still don't know if that's it. I just know they're 2-7, and because they're so bad to start out this year, and they'll probably finish bad, we have a tendency to get mad at all of them and want to replace all of them. I want to make sure that we've made sure there is no gold in them their hills before we go ahead and make those drastic decisions.
Well, I feel like they have to overhaul their running room next year. I feel like they have to figure out their both offensive line almost all the way around. I mean, are they going to stick with Wyatt Teller and Joel Bitonio and Jack Conklin? No.
I think Joel Bitonio, would you be surprised if this was his last year?
I would not.
Okay.
So they have to overhaul that. So that's we don't talk offensive line. We talk talent. We just assume, hey, we have the best offensive line every year until you don't. And now it looks like they're going to be sent scrambling to try to fix that in the offseason. Wide receivers, you know, Cedric Tillman, he's had three straight games. He continues to impress. He's not a freak athlete or anything like that. So I don't think he's ever going to be a number one. And I certainly don't think Judy's a one. So I think they are missing a number one wide receiver going into next year. And I don't know if they're going to be able to address that. given their salary cap situation, mm-hmm. and are they going to use their first-round draft pick on a wide receiver, or are they going to use it on a tackle, or are they going to use it on a quarterback? The fact that I'm even asking all these questions shows you how many holes that they really do have on the roster. So the Martin Emerson thing is troubling because you felt like you had your corner situation locked up forever.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, Martin Emerson is one of the lowest-rated corners in the league this year. And Newsom is somebody I thought they would have moved on from already. I mean, what is he making, $14 million?
Yeah.
And that is the level that Newsom has played at. He seems like just a guy, just a nickel
a
corner.
A nickel corner, yeah.
Which is not a $14 million.
Mm-mm.
That's not what you pay those guys. You pay those guys like $5 million or $4
million. But, I asked.
So that's what I'm saying. Look how long look how many different spots they have to address. So talent-wise.
Well, it should be. Because I think, if they were 7-2, it'd be, why are you having this conversation? Why are you having this conversation? No, it needs to be examined. I don't blame you for examining it.
Yeah, but even when they went on their run last year, we knew that Kareem Hunt wasn't going to be here for the long haul.
No.
We knew Joe Flacco wasn't going to be here for the long haul.
But then fans get mad because they go, why does Kareem Hunt play for a football team and he gets 100 yards the other week with Kansas City? Why does that happen? And I wish I can give you a great explanation other than, they have talented players around them. They have to respect the quarterback. It opens up running lanes, and there you go. If I don't have to respect the quarterback, it doesn't open up running lanes. If I have bad offensive line play, it's not going to open up running lanes. If my running backs are not together all that great, Nick Chubb's just coming back from a serious, serious injury, it's not going to be very good for running lanes. It's not going to be very good for our running game altogether. But you bring up Sed Tillman. All right, if Sed Tillman had C.J. Stroud throwing to him, who, by the way, has elevated a team that is more of a middle-of-the-road team. Now that there's tape on them and they're not surprising anybody, they're a little bit more middle-of-the-road than we thought. They played a really good Detroit team last week and gave up a lead and lost over the weekend, I should say. It's Wednesday already. You see quarterbacks elevate these guys. We have not had quarterback play, with the exception of maybe one week, that has elevated the play that we can go, okay, these are these guys at their very best. I mean, you brought up David Njoku. I don't need to get all emotional and despondent with you over it. It's like, well, he's had injuries and he's had bad quarterback play thrown to him. You said Tillman, I would like to say the same thing, especially since he's come on so strong here with a different quarterback thrown to him. So if like Jayden Daniels was the QB of the Browns, would we be in this situation? No. But damn it, I can't fault you for examining.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just don't think that it's a complete tear down and build back up. That's what I still fear. 216-474-0092. Frank in Cleveland, you're first up in the Fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, man. I just want to ask y'all, man, do y'all think, since JP said something about Stefanski, man, on the coaches that he can't handle big-name quarterbacks, man, and it's looking like it, even though Baker and Watson was, out of the pocket of the shotgun. So let him draft a quarterback since he ain't draft one, man, because like Lyman just said, man, we got so many holes and so many questions, man. Just let him draft his quarterback if we going to keep him. Let him draft his quarterback at least 6'4 or better, no more 6'3
What do you think our record's going to be? by the end of the year?
I don't know, Ken. Listen,
what do you think, Frank? I asked you a simple question. Give me a simple answer. What do you, off the top of your head, babe? What do you think the record's going to be, bud?
At the end of the season?
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to say, man. 2-15.
So if they're 2-15, Frank, if they're 2-15, do you want Frank? Do you want Kevin Stefanski around to make that pick? You know you're going to be mad.
I don't
and say
want
no.
him now, Ken. I want him to be gone now.
Well, if you want him fired, why you want him picking the quarterback of the Browns' future?
Because if y'all the ones, I ain't going to say y'all. It's a few people saying he's not the problem. And I've seen that he's the problem because he done made bonehead calls. When he's under pressure, he makes bonehead calls.
Well, you could say.
He's not even making the calls anymore.
Yeah, I like Kevin Stefanski, most Stefanski guy.
Hey, man.
So you can say me.
Give him a chance. If he's going to keep him, give him a chance to pick a no-name quarterback. That we don't need him. He just needs like 6'5" that play under center, and their offense is not that hard. Our offense is not that hard. That's why the defense be picking on everything that we got because it's simple. But if all he needs is somebody under center, he's improving that with Brissett, Flacco. Man, I guess just get a man a chance, man. Or I don't know, man. I'm just trying to help out, man.
Well, I've said it, and Frank, thank you for the call. I mean, I've said it as sarcasm. He may very well be the only coach in NFL history that's needed a bad quarterback to be successful. I wish I could tell you guys something different. Maybe he really is. Now, I've said it sarcastically, but if you don't like the guy, you're not going to put him in a pick.
What's funny is the way Russ Wilson is playing right now in Pittsburgh, I feel like that guy would work out perfectly in a Stefanski.
Do you believe Kevin could manage him perfectly fine?
I'm talking about play action. Like, he could do that. He could do that. And Cedric Tillman, with his body, seems like he's running good routes. Judy does run good routes. I'll reiterate.
So,
I don't think he's the number one.
Kind of the
but
way
I think Russ can put it on those guys.
So in a way, you're kind of agreeing with me now. All of a sudden, I mean, you just brought up if they had better quarterback play, they'd be better players.
I think yes. I think it's been proven in the NFL that other guys do. When you have a dynamic quarterback or just an above average quarterback, which we have not really had above average quarterback play this year at all.
No.
That, yes, other guys do get elevated, but I still don't think that fixes our running room. Like, our running room is not good.
No.
It's just not good. And they've got to figure out what they're going to do with that next year. Their offensive line is just not good. Yeah, you can mask the offensive line not being good by getting rid of the ball fast.
But this was my issue going into the season. Is when, before the season started, it was like, I said, Deshaun Watson has to do two things at once. Yeah, everybody wants him to compete, but they also, you need to make sure that he's a guy that can keep their head above water. Because when you have a good quarterback, now I can go place by place and make adjustments as years go on. Okay, my offensive line's getting a little bit older, but I have, Mahomes isn't the best. Let me say C.J. Stroud is that guy, right? Because Mahomes is just too perfect. C.J. Stroud, I know I have my quarterback. All right, my offensive line starting to get older in a couple of other places. I know I can't pay, and we've said this a million times, we can't pay two guards. All right, well, I can let this guard go. I can install this quarterback, or I can install this guard in, and then we might be okay in the future. We might have problems. We might have a quarterback that just has to deal with it here for a few games until we get our situation figured out, kind of like what the Eagles did after they lost Jason Kelce due to retirement. We could do that. Or the running back room, because if I have a quarterback, I have to respect the quarterback. That means I have a little bit of time to figure out my running back room. A la kind of the way that they still think that they have a chance down in Cincinnati, and we'll find out more with Mo Egger at 8 o'clock during Around the AFC North. They're working out different running backs right now, and they still feel that they have a chance to make the playoffs because most of the AFC sucks and because they still have a quarterback. They still have that. So if you still have that play, it doesn't hide everything. You have to make adjustments. But when you don't have that play, I think it leads us to make drastic decisions that lead us to points where now we're watching the playoffs where our former guys are playing and contributing with teams that have at least upper level or great level quarterback play, and they're competing for Super Bowls like we've seen over the last 20 years, where all of a sudden these guys, they just tend to play with these teams and they become better players when they play for these
who
other teams.
Who would you really be worried us, that much would do that to us? Would go somewhere
with,
else
with
and
better,
be really
with
good?
With better quarterbacks, almost everybody you mentioned. With the exception of, I mean, defensively I can't say, but offensively it's like, okay, Jerry Jeudy, we have him. You said him yourself, he'd be better with a better quarterback. They'd all be better with better quarterbacks. David Njoku? I mean, if he could stay healthy, yeah.
Well, do you think Judy's capable of catching like 1,500 yards for a team and
I think he's capable of 1,000. And depending on how their offense runs, I think he's capable of
double
digits.
I falls down every time he catches the football.
Well,
I'm not seeing a dynamic playmaker. He runs good routes.
That is a strong thing to say right before break.
I've watched him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.